Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's extravaganza, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
Hello. This is Apple founder, honcho, and very large shareholder, Steve Jobs. Now that the incredible Apple iPhone is a reality, and everyone except 11 people in the U.S. wants one, you would have thought that I would be satisfied. I didn't stop at the iMac, the iPod, the iWork, or even the iTunes. So why should I stop with the iPhone? Now that we've supplied products and services to fill the entire Earth's overall needs, we at Apple are now ready to unleash a whole new slew of very specific items that you never knew you even needed. Let's begin. Here's a device that'll create usable excuses for the chronically tardy. We call it the iSolate. Everyone will want to carry the electronic headache reliever. This is the iBuprofen. It's a hangover cure. And it may look like an iPod, but this is really just a liquor flask holding the iOpener. This device is a great player, but a lousy coach, the Isaiah Thomas. And this next item doesn't do much either, but it's white and it floats. The Ivory. Here's a musical player that only plays one really bad 80s song over and over. It's the incredible Iran. I ran so far away. This one is very, very specific. If you only like your triangles with only two equal sides, here's the isosceles. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hey, Steve, I'm starting to get the hang of this. Why not let me guess some of these I names? Okay, I'm game. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
Yell out the answers if you know.
Okay.
This device is only for University of Dayton students who need birth control.
IUD.
It's the IUD. Very good. Let's try another.
All right, good one, Chip.
If you're a vice cop in Boise and you want to identify street hookers, you're going to need the
Idaho.
Very good.
Yeah.
And here's one more. Here's the device for those who love rap music and pancakes. I got you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Presenting the iHip, iHop. Oh, one last iTum, if I may.
Uh-huh.
If there are any radio sportscasters out there, you're going to want the new Apple iDull. I'm out of time. I'm the incredible Steve Jobs saying, radio schmadio. Send me 99 cents. And I'll play your favorite song.
Yeah.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hey, Jake.
There's Jessica Holzman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Sup.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
And I believe we're going to hook up with a special edition of Sexy Time with Allie Breen.
Oh, really?
Ordinarily, she calls a little bit later in the show. There she is.
She's in New York City.
And looks like she's at home for a change. Allie, can you hear us okay?
Can you hear me?
There we go. We can hear you now. Last week you were in California riding horses.
Yes.
How was it?
It was a lot of fun, and I missed the heat wave in New York, so that was perfect.
Excellent. Mm.
You're back in the city and going through your mail. People can reach you at Allibreen, Allie Breen, on the various social media platforms with their love troubles, and we're here to help. What have you got for starters?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend turns into a different person every time we're around other attractive women. Even if it's a bartender or a waitress, it's like she gets mad at me for talking to them, even when I literally have to. I don't know how to make this stop, but it's impossible to live with. What should I do?
Well, she's insecure.
Yeah, she's right? got some self-esteem yes. issues for sure. Wow.
She's probably not going to yes. stop. Like, it doesn't
if you're getting away. Jealous of a waitress coming up to the table who has to be there, that's an issue.
Right.
Yeah, she needs to work on herself. I don't think that's anything he can do.
That's the main thing. But if you don't want to do all that, there are ways to talk to these women and make her feel better at the same time.
Oh, really?
What do you, you can talk yeah. to these women.
Hey there, Jiggles.
Like?
What, are you going to insult the woman after she leaves?
No,
wow,
no.
For a gorgeous woman, she sure is tall.
No, you can just, when a waitress comes to the table, reach across the table, grab her boob, and talk to the waitress at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But that way you're showing her affection yeah. and you're ordering your food at the same time.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, honestly, you could hold her hand. You just reach out and hold her hand and go, you know what? While looking at the waitress, just sort of, or when you talk to another woman, put your arm around your girlfriend while talking to her, letting your girlfriend
reassuring
know, hey,
her?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
claimed and yeah.
Right,
make
right.
feel good.
I don't know. I think this is her issue.
No, of course
oh, it's
it is.
Definitely. It is.
But if
for
she's
sure.
not, if yeah. she's not going to be willing to deal with it, and you just need a workaround, that's it.
Or every time well, she talks to a guy, just start throwing a fit like she does, and then when she doesn't like it, be like, "Yeah, sucks, doesn't it? Stop."
That's not good.
Well, it might not be. Maybe it's not her issue, and maybe he is doing stuff to these girls. If he's like, "Whoa, hey there, hot stuff!" Every time a waitress comes up, maybe that is the issue.
Oh yeah.
Maybe
well, if he's acting like that, he's a jerk. She should get away. Anyway.
I'd order a nice tea, but you're so hot, the ice will melt by the time you get it here. Stuff like that.
Well, what if the waitress is carrying hot stuff? And that's what he's referring. I mean,
hey, hot stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Careful, everybody. Hot stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. You have to deal with people in the world, and if she's going to get jealous every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is her.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to her. Reassure her that she can work on her self-esteem and that you're there to help.
Yeah, what if you work with females? Are you not allowed to work with a woman? That'd be weird.
Yeah, that's like some Mike Pence stuff where you're not allowed to eat with someone who's not your wife or your mom.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, well, let's move on. What's our next letter, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is great. He's hot and fun and funny, but he's in a band and he has no job. A guy I work with who may or may
hang
not
on
be
one
my
second.
Boss.
Hang on, Christy.
I'm excusing
Christy,
myself.
Christy, you have to be recused.
Go on.
A guy I work with who may or may not be my boss is always asking me out and always telling me he doesn't understand how I'm basically supporting my boyfriend. It's actually starting to get to me that it would feel really nice to be taken care of. Should I try dating more successful people that I might not click with as well, or just stick with my boyfriend and tell him to get a job?
Oh my goodness.
You can do any of that.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like if you're thinking about it, you already made up your mind.
Oof. Kinda, yeah. You don't necessarily have to date your boss.
You can just tell him, like, hey, I really like you and we have a lot of fun, but this isn't as fun for me when I have to take care of you. So let's figure out a compromise.
How good are these tunes he's playing?
Yeah. Right. Because the last thing you want to do is break up with him and then he and the band take off.
Yeah.
That could happen. And especially if they write the new record and it's like, I hope you have fun with your new boss or whatever. Right?
Boss sucks.
Chances of that happening pretty slim.
Yeah. You know, no. And you don't want to be taken care of. You don't like taking care of him anyway, so.
That boss stinks. Boss.
Never care for him. Your boss.
Oh, my
Wait
God.
A second. Oh, I see your point. You're saying that this guy may write a song
a
in response
song.
To the breakup that makes him a star.
That's the trouble with artists.
Yep.
So you're helping him.
If you're going to be in love with an artist, you're going to have to take care of him, probably. So that's
you got to say that's the contract.
I mean, that's
the contract when you date a guy in a band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how would this differ, Allie? With all of your experience in the world of comedy, how would this differ if that had been the word comedian in there instead of musician?
Oh God! First of all, no one should ever date a comedian.
Sorry, Willie.
And honestly, I second it. I don't want to date comics anymore. It gets really tricky.
It gets really tricky. They're competitive. They're always talking about comedy. They never have jobs. They never have a free night. It's a nightmare. I assume it's the same as dating a guy in a band.
Yeah, as long as you like to go out on Sundays, you're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does your boyfriend like dating you? Does he talk about comedy with you all the time?
No, he has gotten to the point where he hates it, pretty much. He is an anti-comic boyfriend, which is great. He's come to a few shows before, and now he decided he's sitting most of it out.
Sounds like everything's going great.
That's the most supportive of your career.
Wow. Now, do you go to his... He's an actor. He's in TV and stuff. Do you watch his shows with him?
No, we almost never watch his shows. When he's on set, I'll go visit sometimes and eat free craft service, but... Yeah, that's as much as we do, pretty much.
If you go visit the Billion set and you don't bring me, we're going to have problems, Alan.
I love it.
I have done that. They're going to be like, there's that weird girl who shows up and eats all the time. I'll bring you next time.
Allie, you don't need to bring me, but if you can get me like Paul Giamatti's kebab stick, that'd be great for me. I could have a lot of fun with that.
Oh.
All right, I'll work on it.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Our guest is Allie Breen. She is the host of what we call Sexy Time. And we have time for a couple more letters, Allie. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend loves camping and I hate it. He hates fancy hotels with spas and that's my thing. I actually try to camp with him, but when we go to my hotel choices, he just sits in the room and watches SportsCenter all day. Shouldn't he at least try to take a treatment or two with me? This is so annoying.
I think he's missing out.
Yeah, but
why not take separate vacations? Yeah. I mean, you don't.
Or you could break up. Either way.
Yeah, you could do that.
Compromise, do some hardcore glamping.
Yeah, there
maybe.
You go.
And
why would you want him to go to the spa with you?
Why would you want him to go to the spa with you?
Maybe he has like massive pores or something.
His pores are far too large.
Buy him a facial somewhere else.
He needs some retinol and some scrubbing up there.
Just say, make a deal with him. He will get a facial with you if you let him give you a facial.
Josh is on to something.
Yeah, we're done with that one.
Why are we done with that?
Okay, thank you. Let's get to our next letter. Thank you, Allie.
Dear Allie, I just started dating a guy who got out of a 6-year relationship. He didn't fall out of love with his ex, but as he got closer to wanting to have kids, he found that she was too short and he wants tall, athletic kids.
Okay, yeah.
That's crazy.
He's 6 feet tall, and she was 5'2". I'm only 5'6". Should I be worried or should I dive into this?
You need to get out anyway.
No, this guy's an idiot.
Get the hell away from this guy.
I think eugenics is an important part of every relationship.
Exactly right.
Wow.
You're going to have to wake up to the fact we can engineer a better future.
I think if he starts asking about like your family history, run.
Yeah, is his last name Khan? Okay, yeah. That's really good for Star Trek.
Can't they just give the kid a human growth hormone or something if he wants to be tall? What's the solution?
This guy sounds
I've never met anybody that has thought that way. Have you?
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to.
Unfortunately.
Really?
Unfortunately.
I don't know if I want to be with them because I want my kids to be a certain way.
But they did not. They ended up staying with the person that they loved. They kind of conceded, okay, this isn't going to happen. So
I have a buddy. He's like really tall. He used to play college basketball, and he wants the opposite. He wants a short girl, so that way his kids don't turn 28 and have knee problems. Uh-huh. You know, that he wants regular high kids.
Yeah.
I mean, who goes out thinking that way?
I have no idea.
That's wow.
Yeah.
I think you have to like find a Swede.
Swede?
Like, aren't they like all like tall and blonde and like? Really
stereotypically,
like a Skarsgård.
Yeah, find a Skarsgård.
I don't know. I mean, there are people that certainly have a type, and in some cases, it is in fact there's a certain ethnicity involved or other components of genetics, but that's a little weird.
It is a little weird.
You break up with a girl because she's too short to have your kids? That's
when you're in love with the person?
Yeah,
you haven't fallen out of love.
Why would you want to be with someone like that? Why would you want to be with someone like that?
I'm just that's his thing. I'd get out now.
Yeah, no joke. Get out. Don't do it, lady. Don't do it.
Or get a surrogate. you could do. There's plenty of solutions, I guess.
Plus 5'6" isn't tall. It doesn't even like kind of like 5'8" is probably what he's looking for. So just get out now.
So you're a placeholder. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also the other aspect of this is I know someone, a woman who is very short, who has kids that are extraordinarily tall. So it doesn't always...
Was her husband real tall?
It doesn't always... No, it doesn't always... Who knows what the lottery of genetics is.
Maybe the male was tall.
Sometimes too tall people have a short... It doesn't... Who knows?
What is the deal with human growth hormone? Could you give that to a kid to make them taller? Or is that just for athletes to recover from sports?
Yeah,
is there an element where you actually get a kid?
Bones?
I know there's a thing where they stretch people's bones in extreme cases of which is really
painful,
elaborate, painful, and yeah, you don't want to. But this whole thing of this does kind of sound like eugenics.
That's weird. Yeah. It's interesting. I don't. I'm glad I don't think that way.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we got time for one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, my fiance and I have been together for over 4 years. I love her so much, but I have a lot more sexual experience than she does because of her Catholic upbringing. When we do make love, it's wonderful, but it's 1 to 3 times a month at most. When she drinks, she loosens up, and I have brought up the idea of sharing her with another guy or sending her off to go have sex with someone else.
Sending her off.
You know, like you would with a dog to train it. When you get a puppy. Hear this guy out now.
This isn't just her Catholic upbringing. You got a lot of stuff going on, right?
Jeez. Yeah, this is not a normal situation.
Although one to three times a month does sound less.
All right, first off, every Catholic girl I've ever been with has been way more experienced than I was.
Oh, yeah. I believe
that is a misnomer.
I believe the phrase you use is, where did you learn that? this is creepy.
So he wants to send her off to have somebody teach her how to have sex?
Yes.
So why not do it yourself?
Yeah, why doesn't he teach her?
Oh, there's more.
I think he thinks he can only teach her so much, and he wants her to learn different stuff, it sounds like. Because he says, all right, when they talk, and she's drunk, she's into it. And then on a sober level, she's disinterested or even bothered by the idea.
Bothered.
He needs to just make her an alcoholic. I think that's the solution here.
Oh, this isn't going to work. Yeah, this relationship's doomed. You got to break up with her. It's not her fault. You're just into kinkier, wilder things, and you need a partner like that.
I do like the idea that she's not kind of hot right now, and he's just like a pitcher. He's going to send her to the farm team for a few weeks.
I mean, that's insane.
Well, wait a minute. Why can't they work on it together?
Yeah, why would he want to teach her instead of go off somewhere else and learn?
He doesn't sound like he wants to.
Come back.
I mean, there are so many. You could watch porn together and go, hey, why don't we try this? There are many things, but you want to send her off
for
a sex camp.
Yeah.
Or
you're just
dick camp.
You're just putting off the inevitable. You're going to break up.
Dick camp.
Camp I've never seen
dick farm. Camp bang m'lady. It doesn't make any sense.
Is that a summer camp? Do I get to go for 3 months?
Camp bang m'lady's open year round.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Crispy, I'm head counselor.
Are you?
If you know that.
Isn't that where your vacation part is? Cheddar Bay?
It's near Cheddar Bay where I winter.
Man, that's bizarre.
That is. Okay. These have been fascinating.
I want
to
see.
Yeah, how many people
are
engaged and want to watch or hear about their... People don't even like hearing about past sex experiences. Forget about wanting to send them off.
That's amazing.
Maybe he wants to be there coaching.
Maybe. That's a whole thing, but...
Yeah, but...
Send her to missionary school.
I can't wait until you do these things to me sometime.
Soon as you get it down.
I mean, keep practicing. You're almost there. Boy.
Come back.
What do you get when you graduate?
Magna cum laude.
Sir, you're about to serve as my wife. Why do they call you Wrong Way Johnson?
I've always went, that's why. I see. Honey, are you?
Getting married to my pickup truck. It never leaves me when I'm down on my luck. Doesn't shop at fancy stores or have a lawyer who wanted a divorce. It doesn't care if I stay out late. It doesn't bet you about the money I make. We'll be together till the end. It won't sleep with my best friend. I'm gonna get down on one knee. Ask my truck if it'll marry me. I'll never drive another car. We'll honeymoon at the topless bar. I'm gonna have the time of my life. The exhaust pipes are tighter than my ex-wife. You think I'm crazy, but listen to this. I can bring home a hooker and it won't get pissed cold. Wedding ring won't cost me a buck when I get married to my pickup truck.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.